able to identify opportunities and develop a business. And I mean, if you look at it, it's more on the entrepreneurial, kind of approach. I mean, I think I understand the issue that you are raising around the definition of an enterprise and black and industrialist or an entrepreneur. And now must be able to take a personal risk in business, financial and non-financial contribution. And so that is actually the definition of the black industrialist, Chair, in the nutshell. Now, there is an overlap. I mean, I'm sure that has also been picked from the presentation by the DTIC. And I think the acting DG also tried to explain, your conceptual, question on this matter. And so that's how I will respond to the question, Chair. I don't know if maybe this has helped, but then I think it is not really necessarily too much expectations from your side. I think we can appreciate and we understand, that we need to clarify these issues. The issue of ANORT, for an example, we have many of such cases of black-owned companies. I mean, sometimes you get strategic partners coming in. Now, strategic partners, they will provide financial and technical support. And now when you look at ANORT, it is owned by the former employees of ANORT, and that opportunity has been created by Exxaro. We do have many other black people that are owning mining companies as well. We also classify them as a black industrialist because if you look at the definition of a black industrialist, they also fit within that definition. And so the difference may be that maybe some of our developmental or development financial institutions, they're not playing any role there. They go to your conventional commercial, banks for funding to further the aspirations and objectives of the black industrialist. And so I think, Chair, as DM Majola has also indicated that both DTIC and DMRE, we do work at closely as the two departments. We can come back and to present a comprehensive report of the work that we are doing and touching on all these other areas, as I think you have also provided us with guidance, as you have made an example of ANORT, that maybe according to your own definition, which we agree that it fits very well within the definition of a black industrialist. Thank you very much, Chair. I don't know if Bongi, if we can add.
Okay, thank you very much, DG, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. Just to try and attempt the way we do this black industrialist and the conceptual understanding of this black industrialist program. From our side, I think the chairperson is correct to say that the person or an entrepreneur that has started something very new and then it's in the space of manufacturing to ensure that there's sustainability going forward. So our strategy looks at the Blue Ocean Strategy where we look at entrepreneurs that are creating uncontested market space. And I'll say that based on one of the companies that I've mentioned here, the Dunlop Belting Services, it is in the space of conveyor belts. They are the only company with a local content verification certificate from SABS. They are manufacturing in South Africa. The only part of the items, there are six items that goes through a process of a conveyor belt. One of the items that they can't get, it's not done in South Africa. And as the department, we're looking at that item and see that is it feasible for it to be manufactured in South Africa? So I want to say that We are looking at those companies that make the competition irrelevant, that ensure that they can create and capture the new demand, that can ensure that they break the value cost trade-offs. So for us, the black industrialists are aligned with that definition that was set by DTIC. But yes, of course, at the core, to ensure that we achieve transformation, to ensure that we use this black industrialist as an instrument to support transformation. So a conceptual understanding is aligned with the localization and industrialization of our country. And one of the areas that we have identified is that procurement will ensure that we achieve this industrialization, because the spend around these items and commodities that are manufactured offshore, if we could divert that spend and these things are manufactured locally, we can achieve these industrialists. And of course, black industrialists in achieving the transformation initiative that we have as the country. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Bongi. Thank you very much, Chair. I think that brings us to the conclusion of the, you know, the responses to the question or questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DG, and your team. I can see it's a difficult matter that you are dealing with, and I understand. That is why I was trying to help you, to get help myself, because we may think we're saying the same thing and only to find out we use different measures or a wrong system to follow what is supposed to be the case. But thank you very much, DG, for this. I think we will go back and find a way on how best to handle matters of this nature. No one says it is wrong. Please understand that. No one says it is wrong. It is about how, if I were to use, how do you we hold you accountable based on what we understand, all of us, because the risk is very high that we may measure you on something that yourselves you do not understand. This is how you understand it. So once we move from different premises on dealing with a matter, the risk is very high that in the conclusion of that, we will end up disputing whether it is you have done it or you have not done it. You will say, I've done it, and we will say, no, this is how we understand. I hope we'll be able to find one another. It's not that the intention was very good, and I still maintain it remains necessary. It brings the majority of those that have been marginalized into the mainstream of the economy. But it's a question of how are we doing it, or are we going to do it? And the mere fact that it was conceptualized in the manner it is done, it does not necessarily mean that we can't improve. We will see where there are gaps, and that's what the main thing, that is what is important, that as we see the gaps, we try to fix them, but we continue with the actual program. That the intention is not to question the correctness of the program. It's a question that where we feel that there are gaps, we must continue to improve on those gaps. If we're doing things the other way around, we must make a consideration. So I was making that example to say, is it possible that the department can deliberately drive a program so that it makes, I know, for an example, on these issues of, I'm sure you'll come back, small-scale mining and so forth, there are certain things that you have taken up upon yourselves to say, this one, you are going to make it a success story. Do we categorize it in that context, or is something different? I hope as we move forward, we'll find a way on how to measure these things. Is there any other matter, honorable members, I might be leaving, or Ari and Ayan?
Nothing, Chair.
Nothing for my side, Chair.
Okay. Those are amongst us here who are 60 and above. Please, you are invited by government to go and register for vaccination. You are gonna be advantaged on the queue by being ahead. If anyone is in the house in this meeting who's 60 and above, you are requested, or those who have got their parents who are, or relatives who are 60 and above, please remind and request them to move ahead of the queue and register for the vaccination. I've heard one old lady, when she was asked, she said, no, she is not going for vaccination because in any way she's enjoying what is beyond life expectancy is 87. So it doesn't see the need to go for that because the road is almost short now. But let's encourage our people, especially the elderly, to go and do what is required and necessary. On that note, honorable members, whilst we continue to be careful, we know the situation is getting a little bit scary out there. Let's look for after ourselves and also our families. Let's meet again tomorrow on at the same time. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.